Zhang Fu, The Organ Systems of Traditional Chinese Medicine by Jeremy Gross. Chapter 3, Substances. Patterns of Disharmony of the Substances. The four main patterns of disharmony of the substances are deficient qi, deficient she, stagnant qi, and stagnant she. Table 3.4 compares the patterns of deficient yang, deficient yin, and the four main substance disharmonies. In addition to these six main patterns of disharmony, there are also the four relatively less important patterns. Deficient jing ye, deficient jing, deficient shen, and disturbance of shen. Deficient jing ye. This category is usually included under patterns of deficient yin. Deficient heat or excess heat. However, it's not necessarily associated with patterns of heat. For example, loss of blood, vomiting and diarrhea may also involve loss of jin ye. Signs of deficiency include dryness, thinness, and frequent signs of heat. Deficient jing. Either or both of the yin or yang aspect of jing may become deficient for a variety of reasons discussed in Chapter 7 on Shen. Associated signs involve problem of reproduction and growth, and of this tissue relying on jing for nourishment and formation, for example, bones, she, brain, ears, etc. Deficient shen. Signs of deficient shen may be associated with general deficiency of qi and jing, or more specifically, with a variety of deficiencies of xin. The signs include dullness, apathy, and lack of spirit, vitality, and joy. Disturbance of shen. This pattern is often associated with deficiency of xin yin or deficiency of xin she, or with extreme heat and flame. Signs such as restlessness, insomnia, irritability, confused speech, extreme mental disturbance, and loss of consciousness may occur. Further ambiguities. A common area of confusion for Westerners lies in the overlap of the patterns of disharmony of yin, yang, qi, and she, outlined in Table 3.4 above. There are four overlapping continua: yin and yang, yang and qi, yin and she, she and qi. These four continua form the basis for an understanding of Zhang Fu pathology. It is most important to be able to differentiate between the two possibilities in the each of the following five pairs of patterns of disharmony listed below. Deficient yang and deficient yin, deficient qi and deficient yang, deficient qi and deficient she, deficient she and deficient yin, stagnant qi and stagnant she, deficient yang and deficient yin. This division into deficient yang and deficient yin is the foundation of Chinese pathology. Deficient yang is associated with signs of cold and with an accumulation of fluid due to lack of yang to move qi and she and to transform and move jing ye. Deficient yin is associated with signs of heat and it was deficiency of jin ye due to lack of yin to control the heat, with resultant damage to the fluids of the body. Hence, the difference in the signs of these two patterns as shown in Table 3.5. Table 3.5. Comparison of the signs of deficient yang and deficient yin. If deficient yang, the heat-cold sign is chilly. If deficient yin, heat-cold signs is feverish. If deficient yang, urine signs are clear and copious. If deficient in, the urine sign is dark and concentrated. If deficient yang, the feces are loose and moist. If deficient yin, the feces are dry and hard. If deficient yang, pulse signs is slow. Deficient yin, pulse sign is rapid. If deficient yang, tongue is pale, moist, and flabby. Deficient yin, tongue signs are red, dry, and thin. However, there are situations where the patient may show signs of both deficient yin and deficient yang. This is not referring to the conditions of illusionary cold and illusionary heat, which are very severe acute or crisis situations, but to the less severe conditions of chronic deficiency that form the bulk of Western practice. There are two main origins of the simultaneous occurrence of signs of deficient yin and signs of deficient yang. 1. Deficient qi and deficient yin. For example, a case where there is a deficiency of yin relatively to yang, but an overall deficiency of qi. Although there may be signs of hyperactive yang in the heart at the heat in the upper body due to inability of yin to control yang, there is not enough qi to perform the relatively yang functions of activation, transformation and movement, resulting in lack of energy and illness, especially in the lower body. Number 2. Deficient yin of some zhang fu with deficient yang of the other organ, other zhang fu. For example, depression of gan qi aggravates a condition of deficient qi of pi and deficient yang of pi. However, depression of gan qi may also give rise to hyperactive gan yang and blazing gan fire. Hence, signs of heat and excess may be associated with gan, at the same time that signs of deficiency and cold are associated with pi. These two origins are often intermingled, and in such patients, sometimes deficient yin may predominate and sometimes deficient yang, depending upon conditions. For example, in conditions of malnutrition and external cold, deficient yang may predominate, whereas in condition of external heat and emotional stress, deficient yin may predominate. Deficient qi and deficient yang. Yang is broader, more fundamental concept than qi. The division into yin and yang, fire and water, heat and cold, lies at the heart of Chinese medicine. Since qi is just one of the aspects of yang, the signs of yang deficiency generally include the signs of deficient qi. But since deficient yang may also be seen as a progression of deficient qi, these shared signs are usually more severe in the case of deficient yang. In addition, deficient yang has signs of cold and damp. Deficient qi and deficient share. The qi-share relationship has already been discussed. Due to the nourishing function of both xue and yin qi, deficiency of both qi and xue will lead to weakness of body and pulse, and to paleness of face and tongue. However, due to the relationship of qi with yang and of xue with yin, deficiency of qi often has signs of cold, whereas deficient xue often has signs of dryness. Hence, deficiency of xue may have the thin emaciated body, thin pulse, thin tongue, dry skin, and dry hair, associated with reduction of fluids. Nevertheless, deficient qi and deficient xue commonly occur together, especially in cases of chronic debility. Deficient xue and deficient yin. The relationship between deficient xue and deficient yin is not the same as that between deficient qi and deficient yang. There is an intimate association between yin, xue, and jing ye, so that both deficient in and deficient xue have signs of dryness. However, although deficient xue is often associated with deficient in and signs of heat, this is not necessarily the case. Indeed, a common distinction between the two patterns is the presence of or absence of signs of heat. Although yin and xue form a continuum, there is a qualitative difference between them, greater than the difference between qi and yang. Also, although xue and yin share some signs, for example, those due to the reduction of fluids, deficient yin does not tend to include all the signs of deficient xue, as deficient yang includes the signs of deficient qi. Nor is deficient yin necessarily a progression of deficient xue, nor is deficient yin a much deeper pathological phenomenon than deficient xue. Although deficient yin is a more fundamental concept with a broader application. Stagnant qi and stagnant xue. Stagnant qi and stagnant xue may have common origins, and the latter is often a progression of the former, especially in the sense of increased severity and immobility of signs. For example, since stagnant xue is more material than stagnant qi, if there are palpable lumps, these are harder and more persistent than in the case of stagnant qi. Also, with stagnant qi, there is distension and soreness, which may come and go and change location. Stagnant xue is characterized by severe pain, which is stubborn, constant, and or of fixed location. Since obstruction is more material and more constant in the case of stagnant xue, the pulse is fuller, and the tongue and complexion darker. Summary. An understanding of nature, physiology, pathology, and interrelationship of the substances is basic to an understanding of Zangfu. This chapter has briefly considered the five basic substances of TCM, their formation and patterns of disharmony, in terms of yin-yang and of Zangfu. Areas of ambiguity and overlap have been discussed, especially between the different pairs of substances and between the different pairs of patterns of disharmony of the substances.